Brothers Wiss. The Brothers Wiss, Brothers Wiss. The Brothers Wiss. The Brothers.
You're West. Now listening to Greg. It's
hey,
the Brothers Wiss. Let's take
your Greg.
And a whole room full of people. We've got
Todd Featherman.
We've got
David Atias.
Justin Miller.
Nobody cool. Nick.
Anthony Maglieri.
Adam Gregor.
Tommy Crewe.
Lucas
Duchesne. Lucas D, to bring it up the end. There might be a couple of people that pop in here in a second. So we're at the MUM 2019 Austin. Today's Thursday. Here comes Thomas.
There's Tom.
Hello.
There he is. So hardware announcements this morning. You guys were overwhelmed by the plethora of new things announced, right?
Away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
the cornucopia.
Can you believe
version
7 live?
Yeah. Yeah, that was actually...
Can be crazy.
Believe it or not, yeah. So
that's how they fix IPv6.
I got to be a hand model, so.
Yeah, ironically enough, we got to see some version 7 this morning. You guys saw the video, right?
Yeah.
Because we posted it in the channel. For all the patrons got to see it before everybody else on the internet did, which was really interesting. So we can't tell you who showed us. You know, it doesn't matter. It's immaterial.
It leaked.
Yeah.
What exists?
It was on a flash drive on the floor.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
We just
found
the laptop.
It was actually in the bathroom. The flash drive was right on the urinal.
They got the carpet in the background. That was the dead giveaway.
They gave us some tap AC lights, which y'all don't know, so if you boot it up.
That was the surprise.
Check under your chairs, everybody.
You get a V7.
But that was pretty. It was pretty bananas. So, the other day, in the IPv6 exploit thing, somebody asked about BGP on that forum thread, and Mike said, "Don't use CCRs for BGP," which I thought was hilarious. And then we saw that demo, and it was a 10.16, and it took those routes like a champ. It was
really?
Yeah, it was insane. So
compared to the 4011,
it was 6 peers, 350,000 routes each, right?
No, it was 587,000.
Oh, 587. Yeah. I'm sorry, 587,000 each. Miller then killed the peers, so they all refreshed, and then you saw 6 individual cores go to 100%. So each BGP peer that's added gets its own core whenever it's first pulling in routes, or I guess anytime it's doing any kind of major convergence of some sort.
That's
or whatever.
Cool.
So it maxes out at 100%, and I was asking, well, how does it know when it's done processing? Apparently it looks for when the routes pretty much stop coming in for a certain amount of time, and then it will
converge it all together.
Yeah, so then one CPU goes to 100 while it actually does the calculations. So it's calculating best path and all that stuff. And then a bunch of the cores go hot when it's actually installing all the routes.
All the cores go hot to install it in the kernel. So yeah. That happens real fast. Wow.
And all of it was less than three minutes. And when it was all said and done, it had 3.5 million routes in the table.
Yeah, 870 megs of RAM for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which it ends up being about 145 megs per table.
And we were killing the process, it wasn't exactly the right way or clean way, so that actually may have been inflated a bit.
Yeah.
So that was interesting.
Still probably sounds like slower than a 4011, though.
Unless you have more than 4 peers.
Well, still 6 peers, it sounds like, would fit in 1 gig of RAM.
Yes. But with the 4 peers,
yeah, cores, yeah.
If you
have 4 cores,
yeah, 6 peers, 1 per core, right?
Yeah.
But the cores are faster on a 4011, but yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, so you know, there's probably around the 5 to 7 range number of peers, depending on how many each.
That's what I asked. I said, so you would actually be able to use the 4011s for big BGP tables, and the answer was yes.
You know what I'm curious about? What's going to happen when other vendors find out about this? Are they going to try to implement the same thing on their hardware? Or are they just gonna? Are they finally, first of all, gonna take MikroTik as a serious competitor? Because this really gives MikroTik an edge over, like, you know, Junipers or even Cisco.
Yeah, if it's for that one job.
Yeah,
it's cheap enough to be like, well, there's my BGP router.
Well, this was the one thing that was holding people back from using MikroTik in, like, you know, real ISP environments.
That's the number one thing people would mention. Well, yeah. BGP's slow.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Cisco's gonna wipe away their tears with their government money.
It's true.
Crocodile Tellers. I from what I understand, people have made offers before to MikroTik and they weren't interested. So
I asked Arnis back in the Florida mum. When was that? 2015.
I don't know. You were super drunk.
Hey. We don't mention certain things.
Because you can't remember.
We don't mention certain things. So anyway, so what ended up happening is I asked Arnis. I said, "What's going to happen when Cisco comes over and wants to buy you out?" And he said, "Well, we're not interested in money," which is pretty amazing. I don't know how much I believe it, but thus far,
well, they're not American.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Also donated to charity too a lot.
Oh, that's awesome. Man, maybe we can get their staff to soften up a little bit.
They have.
No, they are.
Believe it or not.
Giannis has been so nice to me today and yesterday. I was actually really pleasantly surprised. But anyway, we're going off on a tangent.
Maybe you're just hypersensitive right
he
now.
He scares the shit out of me, but he was very nice.
So because you guys actually saw version 7, it's no longer officially vaporware now?
There's a version of the... Not in the wild, but there's a version running somewhere.
Somewhere.
So yeah. Unless you see version it's still vaporware.
Yeah. Well, from what I understand, there's still chunks missing. That aren't implemented. It made it seem like this was the core of what they were trying to do, was to get this done first.
And everyone was really concerned about BGP performance on CCR.
People have been screaming about it. So,
make sure it was dead on. So.
Yeah.
Actually, this is great news, because you can't say that version 7 is the unicorn anymore. And actually, in my
brain, we never said that.
Oh, well, no. They have shirts that have that.
I'm pretty sure we have in the Slack group a unicorn version 7.
I've seen t-shirts.
Yeah.
Router OS, it's like a unicorn with a rainbow.
No, they just said the release date was the unicorn.
Oh.
No, we knew. All right.
I'm just telling you guys their own t-shirt. Because now I get to say that HTB is the unicorn. I'll explain tomorrow.
There's also a couple other things I noticed where they said that, because our BGP tables have constant churn, not a lot, but like the routes will change just a little bit over time. And they said it's triggered, right? It'll trigger the event and it will recompute, but since it's such a small amount of information change, it does it very quickly. The 3 minutes was loading all of those simultaneously and then computing them.
Let me ask you, how long would it have taken? If it was done on a single core, would it have taken 6 times?
Oh, like a single core device?
Yeah.
Or only run on one core.
Yeah, yeah. All of that.
But how long would it take? It would be 6 times the amount of time?
At least.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. It may be even exponentially longer.
Probably longer.
Yeah, because that one part flows across all cores.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just wondering if there was...
Yeah, when it installs at the end, right? That would be the big bottleneck.
Well, just when it's loading, too.
At the
because instead of being able to load all those in parallel in individual cores, now it has to do all that on a single CPU, if there is only one.
At the last Wispapalooza, I know that Hammett did a test on loading a BGP table into a 4011. What was that time like, and how many records?
I just did it earlier. Earlier this week, it was 700,000 routes in 43 seconds.
Into a 4011.
That's just on a single core.
Yeah, they're good. But again, that's one peer.
Yeah. Well, I had two. I already had one peer on there. So
okay.
One
peer. Yeah.
One peer is 43 seconds. So that's why I still think the 4011 is probably going to be faster until you're memory limited, because you're going to run out of 1 gig. And even if it fits in 1 gig, I'm still worried that a year from now the internet grows and I'm out of 1 gig, right?
Yeah. Great. I think we have to stick a fork in it.
Are we good? All right. All right. Well, any other closing thoughts on the day?
I'm not a big fan of the mesh system for WISPs. That's not really friendly.
Once they implement VLANs, of course, BGP is going to break.
That's why you're supposed to use 60 gigahertz, dude.
Yeah. Or
until they implement 60.
Or CDRS 3.65.
Yeah, screw that shit.
Well, thank you guys for joining us for the impromptu quickie wrap up of day one. All the normal stuff. It is at Facebook.com/brotherswith, patreon.com/brotherswith, join Slack, contact us at the Brothers West.
Plug the sponsor.
Says the sponsor. Say the sponsor.
You say it much sexier.
Jeez. Pennytown.com is our sponsor. He's doing the $10 a month per wine deal. Terms and conditions apply. Check out the site. Pennytown.com. Thank you, guys.
We got horrible jokes. We're loud and annoying, but we're informative facts. We're not disappointing. Just give us a listen, because fun is the mission. I'm telling you, you don't know what you are missing. Ideas and some good comedy given. If you missed the show already, don't worry, you're forgiven.